Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. So if you did not know it, you will soon know it, that this is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Now, nobody wants to talk about that, but you need to talk about it because it's a common problem for both men and women. So simple to avoid problems from colon cancer just by getting routine checkups. And we're going to be talking today to Robert Strickland with the Colon Cancer Coalition and Susan Dawson, who's also his sidekick. I love their initiative called Get Your Rear in Gear.
Absolutely.
It's a great one. So we'll start with you, Robert. Tell us a little bit about Robert Strickland.
Yeah, so Robert Strickland, live in Charlotte. I am the colon cancer survivor, diagnosed at the end of 2019 during the great pandemic, as I like to say. So I went through that battle, and now today I just do advocacy work to raise awareness about colon cancer and spread the word.
So how old were you in 2019 when you contracted this?
I was 41 years old.
41 years old.
Yep. Mm.
This is not an old person's disease. It can hit you at any time, out of nowhere, right?
I was at an event this weekend with someone that was diagnosed. He's 38 years old now, but he's been dealing with it for the last, 12 years.
All right. So over here is Susan Dawson, who's associated with Robert with the Coalition. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, Manning, thanks so much for having us today. We greatly appreciate the opportunity. I am a mom of a 13-year survivor. My son, Joshua, was 29 years old when he was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. No symptoms. We were pregnant with our soon-to-be little granddaughter, Ella. So as I tell everybody, we went from the penthouse to the outhouse in 48 hours. Josh was that patient who, even though my father died of colon cancer, we were aware, but not at 29 years of age. We always thought, I'll be over 50, 60, 70, somewhere along in there. He had a little fever, a little bit of constipation, and in 48 hours, we had a diagnosis of colon cancer. And January, we had a diagnosis of stage 3 adenocarcinoma, and that's when our lives changed, but we learned a lot. Now my focus is getting the word out to those who are younger than 50, and there's a very large percentage of new diagnoses every year that fall into that category.
So there's the first question. People should understand that colon cancer is a very preventable type of cancer. These routine checks, which I've had, I forget, we were counting them here, probably 7 or 8 of them in my adult years, they're fairly simple. You go through the very first one, and you're, I'm afraid of what's going on. It ends up being nothing. The exam itself is about 20 minutes. Doesn't take even that long. And you're in and out. You got to clean yourself out, which is a process. Thank heavens that's improved over the years. But simple, regular, routine checkups, every whatever it is, 5 to 10 years, depending on what the doc tells you, right?
Yeah, I mean, the age of 45, right? That's where the recommended screening age is. And it was just lowered relatively recently from 50 to 45 because of the growing trend with the people developing colon cancer.
Yeah, and if you have a family member who's had colon cancer, you are a target to pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got somebody that in your family that was diagnosed, like, for instance, my children, the recommended screening age for them is going to be 31, 10 years prior to when I was diagnosed. So, yeah, it changes if you have somebody diagnosed in your family.
And there's this incredible stigma that this is a male problem, kind of like breast cancer is just a female problem. Not true in either case. Women have a colon just like men do.
Absolutely. And colorectal cancer is now the leading cause of cancer deaths in men and the second leading cause of death in women under the age of 50.
Really? Under the age of 50.
Under the age of 50. It's 1 in 23 for men, 1 in 26 for women. And by 2030, which is just 5 years down the road, 10% of colon and 25% of rectal cancers will be diagnosed in adults under 50 years of age. So your body will talk to you. I think that that's something that we do, is that we don't listen to our bodies. Oh, it'll go away. It'll go away. It'll go away. But you have to really listen to your bodies this day and time, because there's no cancer is good. No cancer is a good cancer. But what we need to understand and truly embrace is that if we catch it early.
Well, that's true with any kind of cancer.
With any kind of cancer, that but everybody is afraid to go. Nobody likes the PrEP. Well, let me just share this with you. You have options when it comes to PrEP. If you've had a friend that says, oh, my God, we don't want to do that PrEP, well, then talk to your physician, talk to your provider, and say, what else is there available for me? I don't want to do that. And they will give you an option. It's not one size fits all here for your PrEP.
Okay, so the coalition is all about getting your rear in gear and telling people to get out there and get serious about this.
Yeah, so the Colon Cancer Coalition was founded roughly 20 years ago in Minnesota by a woman whose sister had gone through colon cancer and lost her life. And they had, she wanted to create this run walk. Fast forward 20 years later, in Charlotte, we've held this event for, this is our 16th anniversary of the Get Your Rear in Gear Charlotte event. We do it in First Ward Park in Uptown Charlotte.
And when is this going to be?
It's going to be March 22nd, 8 a.m.
All right. And what is it, a 5 mile walk or 3 mile walk?
Yes, so it's a 5K run walk around, the Uptown Charlotte area. First Ward Park is where we start and have a morning activities. DJ there, our sponsors, survivors. We do a survivor photo. But it's just to raise awareness. And all the money that we raise through this event goes back and stays in the Charlotte area to do advocacy work, support patients, and just, keep getting the message out there.
Well, one of the things that I think, and I may be wrong about this, is the question of insurance and having colorectal examinations. Is that something that is routinely covered, or how does that work?
Yeah, especially, so if you have signs and symptoms, you need to go to your doctor and have that conversation, whether you have insurance or not, right? But when you hit the age of 45, the insurance is typically always going to cover it, right? Because that's what the medical professionals have designated that time. But if, again, talking about people that have had family members go through colon cancer, and if they're seeing, potentially blood in their stool and those things that just don't feel right in their gut, and they bring those things to their doctor's attention, typically insurance is going to cover those because they want to catch things early before they get more expensive down the road.
One of the things that's popped up here in the last few years has been an alternative to a colorectal examination, a thing called, they advertise it on television, and I laugh every time I see it, the ColoGuard. Now, what is that thing all about?
Yeah, so the ColoGuard is a test, right, where you send a sample in a box back to Exact Sciences, the company that created ColoGuard, and they will do exams on that to see if you are showing or if you have the signs of colon cancer within that sample that you give. So it's a great organization. It's a way to do some detection without doing the PrEP.
And if you've had a history of polyps when they've done the colorectal examination, you're not a candidate to do ColoGuard?
No, at that point you really need to be going and having the actual colonoscopy because the polyps are what develop into potentially colon cancer, and you want to continue to have just a regular colonoscopy in that situation.
These types of screenings are generally for those who have had routine exams before in the past. We now have CT that can do a CT colonoscopy for you. But if you have had any type of a finding on a previous or blood in your stool or things like that, you're generally, as a rule, not a candidate for that type of a visual procedure, if you will, for lack of a better word. But getting back to the question of insurance, colonoscopies fall under the same category as any screening, as a mammogram for women. So insurance companies are aware of this. Prevention is better than the cure. And so when we...
And a lot less expensive.
And a lot less expensive. So every insurance company would much rather help you prevent it and find a polyp that hasn't grown to a cancerous stage yet. Or my first colonoscopy, I had 8 polyps. And if I would have continued going, my father passed away from colon cancer when he was 65 years old. And I was 40-ish, but I went ahead and had my colonoscopy done. This was not in our family. But I had 8 polyps. Had I waited another 10 years, which at that point in time, it was 50, was the recommended age. Now it's 45. I think we'd be talking about a little bit of a different outcome for me and for a lot of other people as well.
Sure. Exactly. Oh, my. So I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I think the world has done a pretty good job in getting women to recognize that there's breast cancer and they need to go to get their mammograms. I don't think that's the case at all with colorectal exams. It's ramping up, but it ain't there yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that part of your body, it stays covered up, you know, and it's kind of gross to talk about. I mean, we're sitting at Substation right now, right, and this is what we're talking about, you know. So it's not a pretty. No cancer is pretty, but it's even less pretty. But you know, we got to listen to our bodies, and we got to talk about this. So we got to get comfortable with the conversation. The conversation around breast cancer has become very comfortable. You see it a lot of times outside the month of October, and that's the way we need colon cancer to become as well.
You know, you talk about listening to your body, but there's another part of this, you know. Your body may not be giving you any signs that there's a problem. And if you're making the assumption that there's nothing going on down there in your plumbing system that needs to be checked out, that may be a little shallow on your part. You need to get into this examination routine. It's just like going to get a physical. You need a physical whether you, if nothing else, you get the blood work done to see what's going on inside of you.
Yeah, I'm a huge advocate for just do your annual physical, period.
Yeah.
Right? Your body, you're correct. Your body will hide things from you, and those routine physicals, routine blood work could make something that's going on evident very quickly that you might not know about for years, which can be the problem.
We're very well trained in this country to take care of our cars. You know, every 3,000 miles or 5,000 miles, whatever it is, we take it in to get a lube oil and filter. We get the tires rotated. We know we got to do that to keep the car running, right? We don't do as well when it comes to our own bodies. I mean, it needs to be done.
Yeah, that car's not going to go anywhere without you, is it?
No.
So why not take care of the driver?
All right, so we have the event coming up here in March. And normally, how many people does this thing draw?
So we are the largest 5K run walk for colon cancer in the United States. We'll see probably just shy of 1,500 people at this event on March 22nd.
Wow. And what will be happening there? Tell me what exactly is going to happen.
Yeah, so we're going to honor those who, you know, have not survived. We're going to celebrate the people that are there that are survivors. And then we're going to have, it'll be a little party in the park is what I like to call it, because we're going to have DJ music and some snacks and just have a good time to raise awareness.
I would think that anybody who has been through a colonoscopy would be the greatest advocate for anybody else that they know to get it done. Do you find that's the case? I mean, once they have gone through that threshold of fearing of the unknown and they realize how simple it is.
Yeah, because I have a lot of friends. Of course, I talk about this all the time. And I have a lot of friends that say, man, that was like the best nap I ever had. You know, I had to do a little prep work and drink a bunch of Gatorade to get here. But you know what? I had a really good nap today because I had a colonoscopy.
Yeah, now the prep thing, as I say, this has really progressed over the last 20 or 30 years.
Significantly.
I mean, it seems to me the last time I had a colonoscopy done, which was about 2 years, maybe 3 years ago, there was a little bottle, you know, whatever that is, 3 or 4 inches tall, and you poured it into a big gallon of water, or half of it in the gallon of water, and you drank water all night, right? And that's going to flush you out. Yeah, you're going to be on the potty quite regularly getting all this flushed out of you.
Yeah.
And you do it again in the morning before you do the examination. And that's it.
That's
you
it. Just,
yeah. You don't eat anything. I mean, you're limited to popsicles that aren't red and
Jello, little chicken soup.
Little chicken broth.
Yeah,
the diet's not exciting for 24 hours, but just, that's it.
But it is. You're right. It is. Is it a little inconvenient? Yeah, it's a little inconvenient. But colon cancer is much more inconvenient. Huh. You're looking at, you know, a couple of days of prep. And when I go in for my colonoscopies, I'm there at 7 o'clock and I'm out at 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And now with the change in anesthesia, because you can use propofol now. Propofol puts you to sleep real quick. They turn it off. You wake up. You're not drugged. You feel great. I go home and work. And it's just, it's so much easier now. We have a stigma of colon cancer. It's not pretty. It's not pink. It's poop. It's toilet flushing, it's toilet paper, it's gas, it's all those things that nobody wants to talk about. But it's just part of the human body. You know, it's cute when little two-year-olds do that. You know, you get to be 50, 60, 70 years old, and not so cute anymore. Yes. However, having said all of that and getting our giggles out with it, it is so necessary. It's so necessary. When my father was diagnosed in November of 1 year, died the next year in November, and he knew he had symptoms. He knew he was losing weight. When the doctor went to the doctor and they were ready to call the ambulance for him, he said, well, I got to go back to the farm. No, you need to get in the ambulance and you need to go to the hospital. And it could have been much, much, much different. He could have lived to be a really cantankerous old man, to be 100.
So Robert, I don't understand the science of all this, but if colon cancer begins to form in your colon, it's in the form of a polyp.
Yep.
And a polyp, it grows to a cancerous cell or what?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it can be in the form of a polyp, you know. So if you think of, like, I'll give the example of a skin tag, right? So you think of that on the inside of your body. So technically speaking, I had colorectal cancer. So my tumor was very low in my rectum, nearly at the exit. And so I had a large tumor, probably the size of a human tongue is what it kind of the doctor equated it to, that was right there near the exit, and it was had to be removed. And, you know, some people post-surgery don't even have the functionality and have to have an ostomy then, where they don't have the normal bathroom routine that a regular human has. They have to, it goes into a bag out the side, right? And I had that for 6 months. I dealt with that.
Yeah, but you're okay now.
I'm okay now, yep. I'm Ned. I learned this new term recently. Ned means no evidence of disease. I'm like, I'm Ned? Who's Ned?
We're so glad you're Ned, Robert.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We got to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, our specialty is fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and we're going to chant it out together at the count of three to make all those people outside get their butts or their rears inside. Ready? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, garden.
Wow, that didn't go well.
You didn't do well at all, Robert.
No.
We'll try again. Back after these words.
Wow.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here to, we won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Soup, here it is. Soup, here it is. Fight those cold weather chills with a cup of hot soup at Substation 2. We serve a rotating selection of flavors and never know what we feel like fixing, but it's all delicious. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, Robert Strickland and Susan Dawson with the Colon Cancer Coalition, which is based up there in that suburb to the north. What's that called? Oh, Charlotte.
Yeah.
We're going to annex that one day. We're going to get you guys straightened out, right? By the way, how do you think that penny sales tax is going to go up there?
You know what? I don't know because I don't really pay attention to that stuff. I just go to work.
You know, we've been doing a penny sales tax down here for roads since 1996, and we wouldn't have the roads that we have today if we hadn't done it. $1 billion worth of work has been done in York County from that penny sales tax, and Mecklenburg County is a lot bigger than York County.
Something to learn there. Yeah.
So a few other things. You know, we were talking about the prep and how easy it's gotten. You were telling me that it's advanced even more since the last time I had a colon examination, which was about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, so my most recent colonoscopy, I actually took and wanted to, you know, I've heard about this pill you can, or these pills you could take to prep rather than drinking all that stuff. And I did the pills, and forgive me, I don't remember the name of it because it is relatively new, but I did, you drink a series of pills over the course of a number of hours, and then it sends you to the, send you to get cleaned out, right, before you go into the doctor's office. And it wasn't bad, but the pills are pretty big, and you got to take a lot of pills in a short amount of time. So if you're not someone that wants to drink all that fluid, there is another option out there for you.
But, you know, the fluid comes in flavors. You can make it different flavors.
You absolutely can.
As long as it's not blue or red, you're good to go.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. When we talk about what can happen if you are not paying attention to this program and you just go about your merry way and don't get any checkup, if your body does begin to develop colon cancer, I'm sure it moves at different rates in different people, but the bottom line is it's going to keep growing.
Yeah.
And it's going to become a problem because it will, I think, break through the colon wall and all of a sudden release cancer cells in your body.
Yeah, it can definitely go through the colon wall. I mean, the tumors can become so large that you lose the ability, use the restroom, and your body will not feel well because you'll start to back up and essentially your body will get toxic.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, it's one thing to say pay attention to your body, but the other thing is it's like breast cancer. You know, it's not like breast cancer hasn't been found by other women who didn't feel a lump in their own breast. Yes, it has been found countless times. So the same thing is true with your colon. I mean, you just got to put yourself on a cycle. You may be lucky and take one exam and not have to come back for 10 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, all right. The event itself, how do we get people to find out more about it? How do we register for it? That kind of stuff.
Really easy. Social media, and we love social media. So the Get Your Rear End Gear Charlotte is listed all over social media. It's very easy. We have a sign-up sheet. Also, if you feel so compelled that you would like to come and volunteer, give us a few hours. There's also a volunteer link there as well. So we really do need volunteers. That's what this event is all about. It's purely volunteer-driven. So if you want to come out and join a great morning with us, please do. But signing up is very easy. I believe it's $45 now for the run.
Yep, yep.
It's $45 for the run. It is a timed run. So if you are a jogger and you, but you don't have to be a jogger, you don't have to be a runner. We also have a 1 mile kids run to get the kids involved. Sir Purr comes. Lugnut from the Charlotte Motor Speedway comes. We're working on getting some of the other ACC mascots in to come and join us. So it is a full family event in every sense of the word. And yes, we'd love to raise the money, but what I love so much about this event is that we leave with a whole new appreciation for one another. You know, there's so much love at this event, and getting the awareness out is such an, it's just such a great event, Manning. Please come up and join us and sign up. Run, walk.
Hey, walk.
Come and hang out. We have a great MC. It's just a wonderful event. I just can't say enough good things about it. There's a lot of great people that get involved with this.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, you can visit Get Your Rear in Gear Charlotte. You can Google that, it'll come right up, or the Colon Cancer Coalition website, too, if you want to learn some more information. If you've got maybe signs and symptoms that we've talked about today, you can visit their website and learn a lot more.
So the risk factors are pretty much what we talked about before, which is just paying attention to your body.
Yeah.
If you feel like, I don't know, whatever you're going to feel like.
Yeah. I mean, you might feel some discomfort in your bowels. You know, your gut just doesn't feel right. You may have blood in your stool. Maybe you have disfigured stool that's coming out. You know, like there's a V or a kind of a misshapen. But those are some of the signs and symptoms that I had that my wife will tell you I ignored for a couple months. And then I went and saw my doctor and
got fixed.
Yeah.
It was a process.
Sorry, if I could just expand on that a little bit. More than half, 54% of colorectal cancer cases in the United States are attributable to potentially modifiable risk factors. Number one, but these are things that you can control. Don't smoke or vape. And if you do, please quit. Limit your alcohol to less than 1 to 2 drinks per day. Exercise and maintain a healthy diet, which we all know that's beneficial for the entire body, not just the colon. Limit your consumption of red or processed meats. Knowing the signs and symptoms of colorectal cancer, and then some risk factors that you can't control. Number one is your age. The risk for colorectal cancer increases over the age of 45. Your personal medical history of ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, type 2 diabetes, and of course a family history. Polyps are an inherited genetic condition.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand, Robert, that you've been so successful as a local spokesman down here that you may be moving up the food chain?
Yeah, you know, there's a chance down the road to do some stuff on a national event, doing more of these around the country. There's probably 40 of these that happen around the country. You know, Greenville, South Carolina is working on one. We do one in Greensboro. We do one in Winston-Salem. We do one now down in the Dominican Republic. So we're around, right?
We are around.
Yeah.
Well, people, again, need to pay more attention to this. It's not a guy problem. It's a guy and gal problem. Anybody who's got a colon needs to have a routine examination. It's as simple as that. Guys laughing at me for ordering a sandwich.
Yeah.
I got it. So, again, just go online, Google to Get Your Rear in Gear, and you'll find all about the event coming up in March, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Right.
Okay. Love to see you there.
Okay, Robert, Susan, thank you both for
being here today.
And good luck to you for March the, what is it?
22nd.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, now, Robert, you got a chance to redeem yourself. You screwed this up first time. Don't be like a knucklehead over here. It's so simple. The white letters at the count of three tell everybody what the heck is going on inside here in Substation 2 and why they're getting fresh subs and salads every day of the week, except Sunday. 1, 2, 3.
Slice,
garden.
All right, have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.